Hey, welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 56. And actually, it's going to be changing to Crypto Coach 365. So, hey, welcome to Crypto Coach 365, day 55. Michael Tozzani here, and I'm here in London, flew all the way out to speak with my coach and learn from him how to do marketing. And he actually agreed to do an exclusive interview with me. He was recently featured in a magazine called Fast Company, and he was shown... Well, Fast Company said that he was a crypto king and a crypto billionaire. So I'm here, and he got a little bit of flack for it from a couple of haters and stuff. So I was hoping to here to ask him some questions about cryptocurrencies, how he got involved, and his thoughts on what was going on. So I guess first question,
Hi, how are you? Look at you. You could do the whole interview yourself.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be on your 365. And I have 59 companies and brands. I'm a serial entrepreneur. And I sort of got involved in cryptocurrency by accident just a year ago in August. To be honest with you, I knew nothing about it. Just like a lot of people, you listen to the tulip thing and I happened to meet somebody, and in this case, my partner Mao, and I think the most revealing thing was when he showed me his crypto account, and I saw how much money was in there. That kind of like whoa, then we got involved in one crypto mine, and then now we own several crypto mines. I mean, some of the biggest ones in the world, and this makes money 24/7, 365, And all of a sudden, it blew up. And I think the crypto community, and I truly believe blockchain is the absolute greatest technology of the century. I mean, it's going to change lives, change businesses. And, you know, I feel sorry. I mean, as savvy as I am in business, owning so many businesses, that I did not get involved early. I mean, I think back in the day, 5 years ago, you can have your own personal computer or your desktop and produce 100 Bitcoins a day. And that's crazy. I mean, that just goes to show. I mean, those who are crazy enough to change the world are usually the ones who do. And I mean, my expertise is the ability to market, to brand. I have some of the biggest events in the world. I have a lot of businesses. I know a lot of people. So I start talking about cryptocurrency, and everyone took notice of it. And a lot of the crypto people are amazing at what they do, very left brain, very analytical, but they don't know the marketing and branding aspect of it. That's why people are saying it's a tulip or it's going to scam, it's not going to grow. But they said the same thing about Amazon, the same thing about the internet. They said the same thing about Tesla. Bottom line is cryptocurrency is here to stay. I believe it will continue growing. But now I got all these crypto haters. And by the way, I didn't come up with the Crypto King headline. They did. I did not. That was not my idea. I've always wanted to be a king. I mean, my life would have been easier if I'd have been a king from day one. But I think rather than hating on me, I think we should celebrate that we finally have cryptocurrency and get some legitimacy. And I'm making a lot of money in cryptocurrency, but I'm like the bank. I'm like the casino. I'm like the insurance company. I own the mines. And by owning the mines and having cut power deals all over some of the countries we work with, like Norway and some places in America and expanding to Austria, like we've been able to cut power deals, which we have power cheaper than most people. And that's most people didn't think it'd be able to be done. And so I have a lot of crypto haters, and not one of them is making more money than me in crypto. So, you know, and it's kind of been one of those things where it's literally making money every day, 365, and whether it goes up or goes down when you're a crypto miner. Now, of course, there's risk and cost of power and cost all of that. But the point is, you know, I really give credits to all the crypto people who came before me and these haters who are in the crypto industry, because without them, I mean, it wouldn't be where it is. But I think we need to rally around each other, not hate on each other. There's enough hate in the media on cryptocurrency that we don't need to turn to the guy that's actually in it. But, if you didn't have any haters, they said the same thing in real estate when I'm still involved, same thing in speaking, same thing in coaching, same thing in anything I have. But bottom line is I think crypto is here to stay. And blockchain is the absolute future. So I didn't come up with that title, and they didn't give me a crown. So I guess I'm a king without a crown.
So many of you probably know that for many years that I've been in Bitcoin, my main, I guess, image that I've been maintaining is extremely high level of ethics and trustworthy. I've never stole money. I've always been completely open about everything going on.
Never stole money.
Never stole. I actually ran.
Me neither, but.
Yeah, right. I actually ran a charity on the blockchain where all the money that was coming in was actually publicly visible, and all the money coming out was publicly visible because that's what blockchain is. It makes everything totally, you don't need trust to be able to see what's going on. So, I'd like to think I have a pretty good judge of character. So, with regards to JT, I meet him. I've talked to him a lot in person. I actually know what he's talking about with regards to Bitcoin. And I do trust him. One thing that maybe actually, as you mentioned, one of the big benefits that I see in actually having him join this community is that there's, like you said, there's very little marketing. And JT, admittedly, to a lot of people, it does seem like he's boasting a lot, but he actually does have all the numbers and everything to back up everything he says. And this community really, really needs somebody who will not just do the development, but actually brand it and spread out this information and cryptocurrency to many other people. Excuse me. But with regards to skepticism, maybe one of the issues that people had is that a lot of the people who are in this space are not really in it for the money, they're for the technology and what it can actually do for the world, how it's going to change everything. And maybe that's a thing that JT, the article maybe made it seem like he was in it, like just making money, like somebody would just came in to do that. But as
well,
I said,
business. At the end of the day, nobody gets into business not to make money, because if there's no money to be made, why would that? Let's take a look at the green technology, right? Green technology is amazing, and it could change the world and make the planet safer. Except nobody has figured out how to make green technology cheaper or at the same price. So as a result, a lot of green technology projects don't make the money that they should and don't get the attention, because at the end of the day, you need investors and you need to grow. And it doesn't mean it changes the world that people will invest in it. And unfortunately, a lot of companies, a lot of money, they look for a rate of returns, they look for growth. Money drives the ability for more innovation, more growth, and things like that. So,
and as I've been saying all along, Bitcoin is based on the idea of profit. The profit by miners is the only reason it's actually staying safe. So making money is actually part of what Bitcoin, how Bitcoin works. But I have talked to JT, and as I said, he does actually understand the technology, understands why it's going to change the world, and money is just a side effect. We, as I always say, we focus on improving the world, and the world rewards us. So,
listen, at the end of the day, just to anybody in the crypto space, I'm honored that you guys have trailblazed the opportunity, and, I think everyone does what they think is right, and there may be some future billionaires listening to this in the crypto space, and that's what they've gone. And I'm not smarter than any other crypto person. I just know how to take a product and service and be able to position it and sell it to get involved, and that's really what it does. And it's no different than Apple co-founder said, I was the closest thing they ever met to Steve Jobs for my ability to market and brand. Nobody wanted an iPhone, and nobody wanted this, and nobody wanted an iPad. And
you're talking to a bunch of nerds. You can say Steve Wozniak, they know.
Yes, Steve Wozniak. So, listen, we're going to have one of a yearly conference, Mega Success. We're going to have Charlie Shrem, who was the first guy to ever come up with.
Oh, friend of mine.
Yeah, there you go. So you should send him a message and say, JT Fox, I talked to him, but okay. I was very impressed by him. And that guy, unfortunately, went to jail for something he should never have ever gone to jail. But when the government wants to go after you, they go after you. So, yeah. This is the thing. There's so much to learn about cryptocurrency. There's so much to grow. But at the end of the day, if you can't say, you can have the greatest technology in the world, but if nobody knows about it or believes in it or likes it or doesn't understand it, they're not going to buy it. So, I just try to do things that other people don't do. So. I'm not better than anybody else. I just saw an opportunity. I wish I'd seen it earlier, and I will continue doing the things I feel is right for the future.
Well, with regards to seeing it earlier, I've seen how JT operates, and honestly, I'm kind of glad he's a little late, because it at least gives the rest of us a little bit of a heads up to catch up.
Well, I've learned more about crypto from you as well. So if you But I have so much to learn, and I don't. I am not a geeky left brain individual.
There's a lot of people who have been in it for years who still don't know as much as you do, which I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, too. When you put as much money as I do into something, you need to know. And to be honest with you, it's been one of the best returns I've done and the least amount of work I've done. There's a lot of the things I make a lot of money, but it's a lot more work as well. So those who are crazy enough to change the world are usually the ones who do. And to all you crypto enthusiasts or who get interested, get in it. And stop hating and start investing is what my new motto is.
Awesome. Thank you very much, JT.